This is the Rob and Roz Recap.
25 past 5 this afternoon. Rosie and I got it's a bit of a weird question we want to ask you this afternoon. Do you have a terrible spoon or fork in your cutlery drawer? One that just stands out as absolutely, this one is awful, the one you don't use ever, the one where if you dishing up and you hand it to your partner, they'll be like, hey, get rid of this one. Do you know what we're talking about? Does that make sense? Because for some people it will and for some people it won't.
I am on the second team there.
You don't get it.
Ek doen nie, want a vark is al my varke like dieselfde, al my messe like dieselfde, al my teelepels like dieselfde.
Does it not get you at a restaurant then somewhere? Or like there are certain pieces of cutlery that I'm just like, absolutely not. I will not use this. This is horrible. It looks horrible. It feels bad in your mouth. It's not good.
Weet jy waar sal ek wel sê, ek het 'n kleintjie dood. Aan daai kort, vet, lelike wynglase. Dit is net vir my. Daai dik is. Dit lyk... ek raak sommer naar as ek daaraan dink.
Ek raak sommer naar. Catering wine glasses.
Those catering wine glasses. And then your wine can cost whatever. It will still taste cheap. It will taste like the worst plonk you've ever had in your life.
Tim, on the WhatsApp line already, I've got one fork that survived since my student days 20 years ago. I know what you're talking about. It's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Michelle, agreed, Roz. Those wine glasses break me. You must know I really need a glass of wine if I'm drinking it out of that glass. Nee.
Do you have such a thing in your possession that drives you absolutely crazy to use because it's ugly, it feels bad, it's the wrong shape, it's the wrong size? I want to know all about it.
Maar hoekom raak mense nie ontslaaf van iets wat hulle pla nie?
Nee, maar as a mess of a vark eers in my laai is, chom, it's never getting out of there. It's like purgatory. It lives there now forever. I'm not chucking it. I will keep it, but I will complain about it every time. There are levels to this thing.
Okay. If you're on Team Rob, let us know. 084-850-0942. Waar is die lelike ding in jou huis?
Ja, wat is het? Which is the one that you can't stand? Ons verweer. We're having a chat this afternoon, which I am loving. Have you got a wrong knife or fork or spoon in your house that you can't stand and it just lives there? Because I know I have.
And Rob does, right? I don't. So I thought I wasn't going to be able to contribute anything to this conversation because all my goed like dieselfde.
Rosie's the only person I know who's got like one set of matching cutlery for
not
the house.
One, two. We buy the same thing.
But
like,
this is what I mean. You don't have alternate cutlery.
No.
Everything looks the same and you're happy
like
with it.
Like alles dieselfde.
You live a life that none of us live, my friend.
Nee, luister eens so. I am currently in, like, I feel like my skin is crawling. So because I had nothing of value to contribute to this conversation, producer Wayne bought a fork from his house. And I am so grossed out by the fact that I'm holding this fork in my hand. I'm going to describe this fork to you. Besides the words, the ugliest thing I have ever seen in my 44 almost years on this planet. It's like a fork to me must be like straight at the end. It's anyway, just like producer Wayne also said, soup is a round food. You cannot put soup in a square bowl. That is another topic for another time, right? But this fork, it's got like a round bum at the bottom, by die handvatsel. Dan kom dit so op. En dan like dit, nee, as jy hierdie ding so toemaak, die bo, waar al die vark se tande of what you call those things,
yeah,
right? It could be a spoon.
It could be a spoon.
So it's a round fork.
Yeah, it's gross.
And like,
no, it's gross.
And die tande begin hier soos na die middel van die vark. So like, if you were to, you can't really put that much stuff on it. Like if you were like punching a salad and trying to get all the lettuce on.
Nope.
And then a stukkie feta and a stukkie die tomatie.
That's
of
one of the worst forks I've ever seen.
This is so ugly.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
I do. Shirley says, I live the same life as her mom. Alle maas goed pas. Bertus, dit klink soos 'n spork. Precies.
But it's not a spork, nie, like, Bertus, because the teeth are too long for it to be a spork, so you can't use it as a spoon.
The teeth are too...
That's a belachelijke ding.
The teeth are too long but too shallow,
yes,
at the same time.
No, it's rubbish.
I'm like, I saw this thing this afternoon and I said, what in the Toy Story 5? Like, what is happening here?
So basically, that's like the 3/4 pans of
the
fork.
The caprice. This is a caprice.
Capri fork.
pedal pusher fork.
It is a pedal pusher fork. Oh, Danette on the WhatsApp lane. Absoluut verstaan julle. Ons het 'n kortbeen vet vurk wat ek weier om aan te raak. Maak jou kos sommer aaklig proe.
Yes.
If I say to you a kortbeen vet vurk, you know what I'm talking about, and it's gross. Nobody wants one.
This is even worse than a kortbeen vet vurk. This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Well, make sure we put a picture up on the Instagram so that you can see the ugliest fork in the world. I just love that you have finally experienced what the rest of us go through every day. Because you know what I've got at home? I don't know how it arrived in my house. I've got one, like one of those catering forks, which feels like it was made of tin foil. That somebody hardened with super glue or something. And it's so plat. You know, a fork that's like flat and the edges are sharp. So when you put it in your mouth, it feels thin and it feels tinny. It doesn't feel metal-y. It feels tinny and the edges are sharp. It's just, it's the grossest thing in the world. I hate it.
Nee, hierdie is net vir my tonai. Daai virke wat jy daar aanstuur. Die ronde een kan ek nog verdra, maar daai ander eenetjie aan die regterkant van die foto nou is.
If you are at home and you have a picture of this awful cutlery implement of yours, please send it to us 0848500942 because the pictures coming in so far are triggering me.
So bad. Maar die ding is, hoekom gooi jy hierdie vork nie weg nie, producer Wayne? This fork would haunt my dreams.
Producer Wayne told me that's your fork now.
No!
It's amazing how this is a universal experience.
100%. Ek het nie geweet nie.
Roz didn't know because Roz has got nice knives and forks and Roz has only got one kind of knife and fork in her kitchen and everything is lovely. And the rest of us are out here with mixed, matched, stolen, borrowed from the office, left there by friends.
Taken from a pub.
Inherited this mismatched cutlery and there's one item in there that's just... People have been sending pictures. I can literally taste your cutlery. I know exactly what it's going to feel like to put in my mouth, and I can't stand it.
Have you seen Peter's ice cream scoop?
No, Peter's ice cream scoop was invented before there was ice cream brew. That's how old that thing is.
Peter's ice cream scoop looks like it was made with asbestos. It's
like... Admit, though, you can taste it.
I can! Peter, you've made my day. Oh, my soul. But Timon was saying the reason that I got this ugly spork to have to deal with is because we were ongehoorsaam during Alpha Balooza.
En nou kyk wat kry jy daar.
Kyk wat kry nou, and now this is my fork. I'm going to have a journey with this fork this year because I'm going to leave it here and I'm not going to bring my own stuff anymore when I bring my lunch to work.
Are you going to leave it?
This is going to be my fork.
Are you going to contribute it to the Jacaranda FM communal kitchen?
And see if it's going to go missing. You know what?
You're an evil person.
A fork will go missing. We will buy 10,000 forks. And then we'll be next week, there will be three forks.
I was say, I thought you were going to say all you need is a knife.
I was about to say. But there will be three forks because all the forks go missing. This is the one fork that will never go missing.
It's safe.
Die vork is a veilige vork. So, bye, dankie, Wayne. Dankie vir jou.
Oh, yes. My worst is when I pull out a piece of cutlery that looks like it's been stamped out of layers of tinfoil.
Thank you.
Because I collect old silver and silver plated cutlery.
Ooh.
You know, ornate stuff.
Mm.
And obviously it gets swapped out at some point. I'm not naming any names, but I can do my
things go missing.
I love the passive aggressive, I'm not naming any names. The people know who they are.
But Alex, I know exactly what you're talking about when you say a piece of cutlery that feels like it was stamped out of tinfoil.
Yeah.
Ach, nee.
Stoffel say, my parents have cutlery that's made of old brass metal from the 1940s. And when you eat it, you can taste the metal. That may well be asbestos.
I was about to say, you can taste the World War.
You can taste the rations.
Can I tell you, a friend of mine bought a gift for some senior executive person at his company. He lives in the UK. And somehow this gift didn't go to this person. And he said to me, oh, do you want it? And it was a set of knives that had been handmade, I kid you not, in the 1700s. So these things, it was well before stainless steel was a thing.
Mm.
They are so sharp. They're like butter knives, but they are so ridiculously sharp. And if you eat with them, everywhere that like liquid touches them, it almost immediately starts going black. It starts oxidizing on the blade there. They are such nice knives. And it was very weird to consider that like people have been eating with those things. Somebody's been using them at dinner for like more than 300 years. How many dinners of those things? It's a wild thing to have.
It is a wild thing. I read something the other day that knives were around before forks.
Yes.
Like in terms... Jy het vir my gesê.
Nee.
Dit was iemand anders wat my gesê. But knives were around before fork. Crazy. Imagine there you are, a caveman dead, chowing off your knife.
Stab and bites.
Yeah. Now, Wild sent us a message. She says, we have two sets of cutlery at home. I only use one set. And I absolutely hate the other one. Even when we have people over for a meal, I know which side of the table I'm going to sit at. Exactly. So I don't have to get cutlery from that set so that other people can get them.
Noel, thank you for that message. Now Roseanne McKenzie can finally understand how the rest of us live.
Yeah. It's wild out here.
Have you put that fork in your mouth yet?
Nee, and ek weet nie of ek
wil. No, please pop it in there. Give us a mouth feel.
Listen.
I just went.
It's actually not so bad.
Really?
It doesn't taste like anything. But it's the aesthetic that is lilac.
We'll go put Roz's ugly fork up on the Instagram. Shout out to you if you also have a piece of cutlery in your house that you cannot stab.
At least this fork doesn't have to come on tour with me. I'm very glad about that.